It probably has been 10 years since I granted JC the honor of, spending an hour or so with the audience, so it appears to be real. Guess who, JC?
It is I, JC, Webster III, and you did not introduce me correctly, Mr. Bale. As usual, you are disrespecting me.
There was nothing at all.
Insultation!
Insultation, there's nothing in this communique about the way you should be introduced.
I should be introduced as the bringer of the new revelation, God's 10-star general in the war against media pornography.
Okay, well, let's find out exactly what this new revelation is. What do you mean?
God is angry. That is the new revelation. He has been given to me to bring forth in the fight against media pornography because, you see, what has happened to our country... This God built this nation as his house, and his house has been overrun with media pornographers, degenerates. When our founding fathers fled those crazies in Europe because they wanted to get away from their decadent evil ways, they came here and God built a place in the wilderness for them, and his house has been overrun, and God, he tried to send his son. He tried to give us an easy way out.
Jay-Z,
he tried to help us.
Jay-Z, obviously you and Edna have a computer, or you could not have sent me this demand, right? You have a computer.
We have access, and that's another thing I want to talk about.
Well, now, before you get off on that, look, JC, if you have a computer, that means that you get all kinds of email with porn in it,
yes,
right?
Yes, and that's what I want to talk about is your filthy listeners have been sending so much filthy pornography.
My listeners have been...
Yes, yes.
Really?
They have.
I recall that we published on the website several years ago a couple of email communiques from Edna Pringle.
I was to put the new commandments on your website. And we are still getting pornography.
Is Edna Pringle your biblical mate?
No, she is not my mate. How dare you?
Well, you didn't explain then. In what relationship to you is Edna Pringle?
A servant. A woman in her place who knows where her place is, and that is at the feet of the man who is bringing down the new revolution. She is at the feet of the general for God's war on pornography.
Is Edna listening to all of this right now?
No, I am angry at Edna.
For?
Because I'm not going to get into the details, but she seems to think that she wants to go off and find another man, and she has been questioning me.
What in heaven's name could have brought her to a decision like that? A warm, caring person like yourself.
I know exactly who is doing it, and it's the devil.
It's the devil.
And about the pornography, and I don't want people sending pornography to her anymore because you're corrupting her. So we have a new... If your listeners want to send... You want to send filth and talk to me, they can talk to my cousin. And we have a new email, and it's boilingpitsofsewage@yahoo.com. So you send your filth to the boilingpitsofsewage@yahoo.com, and I will send the new commandment to you.
Boiling pits of sewage.
Boiling pits of sewage.
At yahoo.com. Is that a real address, or are you putting us on?
That, I am not a liar. Don't you call me a liar, Mr.
Well,
Bell.
I asked if you were putting us on.
Right. You call me a liar.
Well, I'm sorry you take it that way. Boiling pits of sewage.
Boiling pits of sewage. Because that is where all the media pornographers are going to go. They're going to be tossed into the boiling pits of sewage. And they're going to have a body of excrement. And they'll be covered in red-hot excrement for all eternity.
Yes, yes. Look, global warming. G-L-O-N-A-L warming.
Global warming.
Global warming. Well, Edna wrote this.
Well, that's right, because I do not encourage my followers or anybody...
Or perhaps
to
you
get
wrote
into
it.
Book learning. Learning is evil.
Perhaps you wrote this.
I tell her what to write.
Yeah, it has the sound of JC to it.
Listen, I will not touch a computer.
Let me hear you spell global warming.
I am not going to do what you tell me to do. This is not a spelling bee, Mr. Bell. This
Combat. Global warming is a very important topic to me, so let's hear it.
Let me tell you, global warming, because hell, as you know, is in the center of Earth, and it is heating up. And this is what's happening, Mr. Bell, is the dirtier the souls are getting, the more corrupt that they're getting, the more they're being pornographized by the media pornographers, they burn hotter.
They
burn hotter in hell. You see, a good person who does one bad thing and goes to hell doesn't burn as hot as a degenerate that has been degeneratized by the media pornographers. So their souls are burning hotter and hotter in hell.
I've got it. Degenerate souls burning hotter, causing global warming.
That's global warming.
Well, then spell it right.
Less book burning, more book burning.
More book burning.
More book burning.
You wouldn't book burn. Would you burn books?
I burn. We just had a book burning. We just had to burn the newest Harry Potter book because it's attacking and killing Christians.
You burned a Harry Potter book?
I didn't just burn them, Mr. Bell. I took holy sticks of dynamite and blew them up. And it's a compound.
Well, that means you had to buy them first, didn't you?
Mr. Bell,
yes.
We confiscate them. And it's better that we buy them so that we keep them out of the hands of children
yes.
who are going to be turned to the devil by Harry Potter.
So you believe, then, that the particularly evil cell of souls are burning at an ever hotter rate, causing some of the heat to irradiate around the world into the atmosphere, and that's why it's getting warmer.
Heat, the throbbing heat of hell is radiating out, and people can feel it. And that's why volcanoes are going off. And that's why
makes
the hot
sense.
Spots you're talking about are going off, and tsunamis and earthquakes. And plagues and floods and fires, it's because those evil, corrupted souls that the devil wants so badly, it's the filthier the sinner, the hotter the burn.
Why, J.C., do you think that I am personally involved with the devil? I've always wondered about
that. Mr. Bell,
yes?
You are simply the most dangerous man in America.
And in what way?
You have created an intellectual tower of Babel with your radio program. I want you to take a listen to me. Do you know a man named Stuart McBurney?
No.
Does that name ring a bell to you?
It does not.
Of course it wouldn't, because he was the voice of Americanism.
Yeah.
For years, he held the line against the Soviet Union. He was the greatest radio man ever. And you are on sacred ground, which is talk radio. This is the realm of the conservatives. We have been using talk radio to take back America from the hippie degenerate no-goods that have corrupted and degenerated our society over time.
Then you actually consider yourself to be a right-wing talk show host.
I should have my own show, and
well,
I will
it.
Have my own show.
Really?
And that is in the works, Mr. Bell.
I can well imagine it might be. Do you really think you could keep up this phony baloney act for that long?
Excuse me? You dare accuse me? You are the one with baloney, Mr. Bell.
Do you really think you could keep up this act like that?
This is not an act, Mr. Bell. This is the anointing brought forth unto me from God.
You really feel all of this comes to you directly from God and not the devil?
There you go, revealing your true self. I am not being influenced by the devil, Mr. Bell. You are the one. You are the one creating the intellectual tower of Babel.
Your voice, J.C., has a certain tone to it that we all wonder about.
I want everyone out there in the audience right now to listen to this. This is the true voice of the man that you have been listening to for these years. He is the one trying to drag your soul down to Satan so that you will be thrown into the boiling pits of sewage, skinned alive, dipped in salt, and eaten and devoured over and over again.
Dipped in salt?
Dipped in salt, Mr.
What does
Bell.
Salt have to do with it?
Because it burns!
Oh, I see. That's after you get scratches in the pit of sewage. And
after the devil sticks you with his pitchfork over and over and over again.
Mm. And, well, you say here people are going to be eaten by... Did you mean eaten or beaten by the devil?
Eaten, both. The devil is going to eat your body up, and he's going to take it and eat it up, and then you're going to be excreted out.
Give me that sound again, please.
What sound?
That eating sound.
No, I'm not. I don't have to do what you say.
Come on.
Mr. Bell, you're
yes.
trying to get me off my message.
That's not hard, J.C.
And my message, I am trying to save America from the utter destruction of the satanic Soviet Union.
So the Soviet Union doesn't exist anymore, buddy.
Yes, it does.
No,
it
doesn't.
That's a lie that you and your friends in the media love to perpetrate.
The Soviet Union crumbled, J.C. You know that. I know you know it.
That's a lie, Mr. Bell. It is a deception from the devil. The devil's deception.
Everything bad is from the devil, isn't it, J.C.?
Everything is from the devil.
You know what
devil.
I think? I think you're consumed by the devil.
I am not consumed by the devil, and I am insulted that you would even insinuate such things. You disrespect me continually.
You know, a lot of people are curious, J.C., what part of the country are you from? Where do you originate from?
I am not going to disclose my secret location.
Just
though
God
will reveal to those who are faithful to come calling to our new ground.
Just the... Well, how can all these people come if they don't know where you are?
God's going to tell them. He's going to speak to the hearts of the faithful.
Is that right?
We are going to be relocating anyway to a new compound in Idaho, the Great American Pacific...
Yeah, you're going to go, so your headquarters is going to be in Idaho?
That's correct.
Uh-huh.
We're going to have a brand new compound, and God is going to reveal to the hearts of the faithful, and he's going to call them like a tolling of the bell. The faithful will come to their knees in droves.
Well, JC, we need to take a break. I'm going to be all right with you, buddy.
Yeah, so you can sell your demonic wares.
Yeah, baby.
From the high desert, this is Coast to Coast AM, rocking on through the night. We've got JC, and yes, he will take your phone calls.